How to tell if your essential oils have gone bad. First of all, if this is the first thing that you've heard about essential oils having a shelf life, I recommend you start season one from our first podcast, What Are Essential Oils, so that you can catch up and be fully informed. Now let's talk about how to tell if your essential oils have gone bad. Most companies don't provide a distillation date, which can make it difficult to determine shelf life. If you are unsure when it was distilled or bottled, you can keep track of when you purchase it. Keep in mind, there could be several months or longer between when the essential oil was distilled or bottled and when you make your purchase. If you're left in the dark, there are two ways to tell if your essential oil has been oxidized. The first way to tell is aroma. The second way to tell is adverse reactions. So let's talk about those. If you make yourself familiar with the aroma of the essential oil when it is fresh, you will begin to notice it smells off once it has oxidized. A change in smell can alert you that it may not be safe for topical applications. And the reason why we can tell when it has oxidized by the smell is by refreshing what oxidation means. Oxidation is when oxygen has been exposed to the essential oils and when some of the constituents, specifically top notes, have left the bottle. And this does change the aroma. The second way to tell if your essential oil has been oxidized is by adverse reactions. Once oxidized, the potential for the essential oil to cause adverse reactions, such as redness, irritation, itching, etc., increases even when diluted. If this starts happening to you, stop using the essential oil topically. Continuing to use oxidized essential oils in this way will greatly increase your risk for sensitization. Oxidized essential oils are not recommended for use on the skin, but they can be used for cleaning. Be sure you wear gloves when you use the essential oils in your cleaning recipes. It's probably best to avoid diffusing them in case of mucous membrane irritation. They won't be very therapeutic anyway. Do you have expired essential oils and you're not sure how to prevent this from happening in the future? Stay tuned for our next podcast, short and sweet, but super valuable, on how to make your essential oils last longer. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast.